All the glory must be to the Lord. Choir, please lead us in that song. For he is worthy of our praise, that no man on earth should give glory to himself. All of the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to him. All the glory must be to the Lord.
To the Lord be the glory, great things is done. Let's sing.
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord,
great things he has done.
Unto the Lord be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Take all the praise and take all the glory. Thanksgiving is a mystery that moves God to do greater things. Like we were told, they were all cleansed. When he returned with a loud voice to glorify God, giving him thanks, then the greater thing happened. All the clipped fingers were released. The contours on his face smoked up. The only one way to move God to do the next thing in your life is to give thanks for what he has done. Everything we are celebrating now is the hand of God. There is not one thing that could not have happened if I were not here. Because the one at work is always there. If you can't find a human being, you use a nurse. The one behind the happenings is always there. And so we owe him all the praise. I've not suffered one sleepless night in 40 years because of ministry. But he neither sleeps nor slumbers to keep things going. There is no one man who does not sleep or slumber. But our God never sleeps nor slumbers to keep his agenda running. So he can run it through anyone and through anybody. It's simply our privilege to be an instrument in his hand. It's the very one at work. Have you not heard? Faithful is he that calls thee, who also will do it. He calls you to do what he will do. That when he does, he will return the glory back to him. Or he will withdraw his hand and start doing empty things. Things that don't work. It happens in ministry, it happens to individuals. May you be ever grateful for where you are. So he can take you to where he wants you to go next. And so shall it be. I think that's enough a word for anybody to go home now. If you won't thank him for where you are not going to change position. You'll be at the same spot. Those folks were only cleansed. There's no record anywhere that they were made whole. They were still like that. I'll give him thanks when I'm whole. You can't be whole unless you give him thanks. Those are going to get a visa when you get to the airport. Is that how to get a visa? You are leaving your country and then you need to get a visa before you get out of the airport or before you ever allowed to board the plane. He said, when I get there, I will get it. You won't leave that station. You won't leave that airport. Now, may this feast bring you to a realm of unending change of levels. Where every month shall be a plus on the previous. Where you never record a better last year again. Father, speak to us again this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please you may be seated. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. We acknowledge again our God, the builder of this house, the gatherer of his people, and the feeder of his flock. Jesus went about doing good and healing all them that were present there because God was with him. We have seen just your hand and your hand alone. Accept our thanks this morning in the name of Jesus. For it is not of him that we are told that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. God has kept showing us mercy and favor. The past 40 years, no sweat, no struggles, God at work. He sends the word, he confirms the word. What have we done? Nothing. Again, to him be all the glory. In Psalm 47, verse 6 and 7. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our God, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Not singing for entertainment. What is in praise? What are the treasures hidden in praise? What is the need for me as an individual? What is the need for us as a church? Sing ye praises with understanding. Praise, among others, is a mystery behind the beautification of the saints. He will beautify the meek with salvation. If you read from verse 1, it was unveiling the mystery of praise. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise is in the condition of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with a trembling heart. For the Lord takes pleasure in his praising people, and he will beautify them in return for their high praises. So our beauty is in return for our praise. So whatever appears ugly around anyone's life, whatever makes people ask, where is your God? This day of jumping and leaping before the Lord brings an end to it all. Nobody should ask anything from God today. Just thank him, praise him, dance your private dance in your house, dance your private dance in your room, dance around any concern around your life, and God will translate them to beauty. He will beautify his praising people. He will make bloom, he will make open the beauty of salvation in their life as they praise him. What is in praise for us? Praise is a mystery that silences our enemy. The book of Psalm chapter 8 and verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. And Jesus referenced that in Matthew 21. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Perfected praise. He perfects. That out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. So perfect praise silences the enemy. Matthew 21 verse 16. Perfect praise or high praise, praising God in the dance, silences the enemy. Amen. So I see all the enemies of your soul silenced today. This thanksgiving must not end here. It must follow you to your bedroom. There must be some dancing today in your house. And via that mystery, my God, who has been silencing our enemies as a commission for 40 years. I mean, you ask the enemy how much devastation they have suffered by making attempts on this commission. Man, we'll get it in heaven, details of it. We can't know it now. He won't let us know it. As they began to sing and to praise, God showed up. And he turned his enemies against themselves. And not one of them escaped. That's the mystery. It's a medium for silencing your enemies. It's a medium. If you hear noise, just turn on praise music and start dancing. He will flee. The devil can't survive a praise environment. No. He lives in the region of weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when you engage in high praises, you clear your environment of interferences. Somebody came to me in 1983. He said, was there any noise in the house? I said, you're too quiet. That's why. I mean, nature of voice vacuum. Just say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do that for 2 days. You won't hear no voice again. He went and all the voices left. You are too quiet. Every time you get cold, you are inviting the devil, come over. You are saying, God, leave me alone. Because God can't survive a murmuring, complaining environment. You don't know how much damage you have done to your life. But I'm just saying my mind. Your mind can kill you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. And again I say what? Now, you were in the powerhouse from the beginning. No music, no instrument, no nothing. But when we praise God, we sweat. And prophecy flows. Prophetic words that has no match. In one of those meetings, we saw this building. We were 68 people in that meeting. I saw a building of 50,000 seats. Thou will show me the path of life, or in thy presence. So what God does is, you bring his presence in praise. That beautifies your life, silences your enemy, and shows you the path of life, the way forward. You don't know how much damage you have done to yourself, sir. By grievous complaints. Can you imagine? See where I am? All my mates. Many of your mates are in the grave. What are you hanging around here for? Show my psychiatric homes now. They are smarter than you when you are in school. All those things are poisonous to your life. So I've been smiling like this 40 years. You should be a witness. No one has ever asked me, one, is anything wrong? From today, you will not give place to the devil around your life. You want to see the way forward? Bring down his presence. Psalm 16 verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life, for in thy presence. And God inhabits only the praises of his people. The more praiseless you are, the farther God is from you. And the more blinded you become, can't tell what happens next. Somebody's story is changing. We owe God thanks for our benefits. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmur, and were destroyed. 1 Corinthians 10:10, were destroyed of the destroyer. So murmuring destroys, and thanksgiving beautifies. Make your choice. Murmuring creates room for the destroyer, and high praises silences your enemy and destroys their whole. Make your choice. Murmuring blinds your eyes to the glory of God that awaits you, and thanksgiving and praise opens up the future as it shows you the light of life. Make your choice. This has been our story by grace. I thought the Lord wanted me out in America so I could train up and be equipped for ministry. And then he said, my son, the thing you seek does not come from abroad, but from above. You are going to know America. Thank God I didn't go. There was nothing hindering the movement. I thought, and I was sincere, that we were going to Jaws. And then the path of life came up. It was not me you heard. If I was going to Jaws, you heard yourself. Remember when you were playing table tennis along Gentile area in Jaws, 1974? You desired in your heart. You know, God knows our heart. If you had a future, a choice as to where to stay in future, that would be your choice. I never thought of that, sir. I just thought that God is saying we should go to Jaws. Thou will show me the path of life. You can't see that murmuring. You can't see that complaining. You can't see that being bitter and reacting. Amen. Thou, there is not one thing Jesus showed me that has not come to pass. Not one. Some grievous corrections at the last minute. Some sharp rebukes this chocolate ministry. That's not ministry, sir. Then you just assume that God said when you didn't hear nothing. Somebody's story is changing. I didn't come to ministry to take one thing. I came to give everything. Everything I had was my life. Somebody's story is changing. Now, one thing I'm believing God for you today is your total deliverance from the siege of murmuring and complaint. If that clears off your life will take on a new meaning. Your life will take on a new meaning. And I decree that this day will mark that new meaning realm of life for you. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. That's just a bit of why we must continue to give him praise for his faithfulness in our lives and his faithfulness in this commission. Can I hear your loudest amen? One mocker was saying to one of our friends who was in one of our meetings when we were doing our white praise with palm fronds, and he said, "I saw you in that meeting on the video. You're all jumping like antelopes." I said, "That's how we jump levels. That's how what? Can't you see our jumping levels?" Amen. He sets records with us and breaks the same record with us. Awesome God. Can't beat him. Like we're all aware, number four, we give thanks to preserve God's blessings. Any blessing you don't appreciate God for, you lose it. This commandment is for you, ye priests. If you will not hear and hearken to give glory to my name, says the Lord, I will cross your blessings. Yea, I've cast them already because you did not lay to heart. It has to come from the heart or the blessing will be turned to a curse. Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. There are many people who saw some miracles in their life before and can't find them anymore. It's a gross reversal. And they have not found out why. The Holy Ghost is saying the reason is you did not lay it to heart to give glory to him, so the blessing is turned to a curse. God forbid. No blessing of God in your life will be turned to a curse. Why do we give thanks? To perfect our blessings. To perfect our blessings. God deals with us in stages. A first cleanse before he made whole. And for you to experience wholeness, you must return with a loud voice, glorify him. Then your healing is upgraded to health and wholeness. Health and wholeness. Health and wholeness. That man went to give glory to God with his hands still clipped. Amen. And after he gave glory, wow, his beauty came alive. Many, many beauty, people's beauty will fully come alive as a result of the encounter of today. He perfects our blessings. We were once under a bacha, a grass cathedral, and we were too excited to say all the time, I would say, this is the largest grass cathedral in the world. If you see any other one bigger than this, let me know. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for this huge cathedral. Amen. Now, we were not mocking God, we were celebrating God. That cathedral was built in 1 week. I said, come next Sunday, you will not be under the sun. Somebody came from one ministry. He said, this pastor can lie. So the following Sunday, he came to see the lie. When he looked, he saw the grass cathedral. 1 week. It cost 23,000. It's a whole cathedral. The floor was not paved. But when you see us dancing, the dust dancing with us, we're having a great time, everybody's head covered with dust to show that God is going to turn us to old people. Very good old age. You have great hair. Amen. We just made a celebration out of every act of God. And suddenly they say, the largest church of Jerusalem in the world. It was the largest grand cathedral in the world. We were excited. Men were on top. The reason why many are just at the same spot, they are never appreciated. Lord, you bring one whole person into this church today. Thank you. Hallelujah. For no one can come except you draw him. Except you draw him. No one can come. So you went to town and organized to bring this one person today. We celebrate you. See where that madness has brought us. God is out to change your story. If you give him thanks intensely for your one room, it will soon become two. You celebrate him for your two rooms that you are not under the bridge. You. Ah, he says, see how he's thanking me. He gives you a flat. And oh my God. Seminare Oluwa. Seminare. He says, see how he's singing. For a flat. Okay, have a mansion. And then you start rolling on the floor. He says, okay, have an estate. God will not stop changing your position. As you keep acknowledging him day in, day out, from the heart. From the heart. Not that Papa said we should praise him. God, I praise you. I praise you. You know the meaning. You know what I mean? You to decide whether what I'm saying, you qualify for it, but I praise you. Because he said we should praise you today. We shouldn't ask you anything. So I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I don't know where you are, but I praise you. Amen. From the heart. But that's where God is watching. He's watching your heart. To determine the happiness in your life. From the heart. Giving glory to God. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. How many are appreciative for where grace has brought them today? One more time, give the Lord the biggest clap of praise. Now let's run through some few specifics. Why are we giving God thanks and praising him today? One, for the validations of the liberation mandate and the revalidations over and again. With signs, wonders, and diverse miracles without number. Without number. Without number. Acts chapter 2 verse 22, the word says, Acts 2:22, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus Christ, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you all, as yourselves also know. God validates his agenda with miracles, signs, and wonders to prove that he's the one that orchestrated the agenda. He's the one. For faith is it according to who also will do it. And he does only wonders. God does not do ordinary things, he does wonders. Who is like unto thee, O God, who is like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, doing wonders. God does not do ordinary things, he does wonderful things, marvelous things. marvelous things. This is the doing of the Lord and is always marvelous. God is too big to do ordinary things. He's our extraordinary Father. He does only extraordinary things. Thank you, Jesus. From today, wonders will not cease in your life. And it shall be wonders without number forever. From today, wonders will never cease in your life. And it shall be wonders without number every day of your life. That was delivered May 2nd, 1981. And it's as real and much more real today. It was then. To him be all the glory. Ever increasing global impact. There was no city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all into their hands. Across the Middle East today, there are multitudes hooked on to this service. Amen. Who are nationals, not strangers. Who are carrying miracle babies in their hands by the power of God. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Hebrews 11 and verse 33. The impact has been very humbling. There is no way a man can organize that. There is no way a team of you can organize that. They are all orchestrated by God. Our regular services attract between 140 and 150 viewers. From 140 to 150 nations. Every time we meet. Every time. Every time. By the power of God. Shiloh has gone as far as 177 nations of people connected to these services. To God be all the glory. What about supernatural supplies? Our commission is a raw demonstration of Jehovah Jireh at work. When I sent you without purse or scripts or shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Watch. For 40 years, we have never needed to visit any man under heaven for any form of help for the ministry or my person. Not once in 40 years. A validation of our eternal source of supplies. Come and give the Lord praise. We have never lacked, yet we have never begged. We have never borrowed. We have never taken an offering facility from any bank in the world. Jehovah Jireh is real. Jehovah Jireh is real. Now, in the course of the prophetic week, my God will destroy every burden of indebtedness in your life. If all that we see by his hand today, we see them without begging, without borrowing, without crunching under somebody's, without somebody being in power. They have been in power and out of power, we are still there. My God. My God. That's who you are. Waymaker. Miracle worker. My God. Light in the darkness. My God. That's who you are. He told me, but thou shalt not borrow. October 41. And I said, why, Lord? A borrower is servant to the lender. I said, but I don't understand you. You cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. I said, now I despise the lender. I celebrate the provider. I made a vow never to borrow before the Lord. There is nobody we are going to pay a dime tomorrow. My God is also your God. We destroy the weight of indebtedness in your life. Abraham didn't can't borrow before it became a symbol of generational blessing. You don't have to. There's no account that Job borrowed. He became the greatest businessman of his days. You don't have to borrow. There are those in this ministry today who believe this raw, uncivilized directive and are making waves without human hands. Somebody's story is changing. You are on board this flight. Whatever is served there is your right. Therefore, the yoke of indebtedness is destroyed in your life. Just walk in the covenant, and then you are in command of heaven's supplies. Just keep walking steadily, consistently, excitedly, delightfully, and then you are in command of heaven's supplies. Thank you, Jesus. What of peace and serenity? At 20, we were at peace. At 100, membership, we were at peace. At 1,000, the peace multiplied. Human problems don't exist where God resides. My God. Two of my longest standing people are here. Bishop Ademan, Bishop Buyoyin. We have never had a council meeting once to find out how to solve a problem. We are just programming for progress at all times. That look at one problem in some place is solved right there before it lands. There is no pressure of peace. Say, my peace I give unto you. It's not like the kind of peace that they have in the world that's temporal. My permanent eternal peace. You know why? The Prince of Peace resides in our midst. Every storm comes on their own without attention. God is awesome. And then from one church, peace. Five churches, peace. 20 churches, peace. 10,000 churches, peace multiplied. 10,000 churches, peace on the increase. What kind of human beings are these? No, we are not. You better find out who resides in our midst. His name is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Give the Lord praise. Every troubled life, I decree today, peace be still. For every troubled home, I decree peace be still. For everyone being troubled by their children, I decree peace be still. Thank you, Jesus. You know the source of peace? He says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. The more you increase in knowledge of the truth, the more peaceful life becomes. For great peace are they whose mind is stayed on him, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119, verse 165. 2 Peter 1, and verse 2. Awesome God. Because of the word that keeps going as he sends it, his peace keeps multiplying in our midst. Praise God. Every member of this church is a student of the world. Everybody takes note that we are going to write exam tomorrow. As the world increases, the peace of God multiplies. Can I hear your amen? Amen. We can't thank him enough. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord another huge clap of praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It's important for me to mention that we all got thanks for fulfillment of prophecy. Can I tell you why? No man or group of people have capacity to bring God's agenda to pass. Whatever is filled with his mouth, only his hand has the capacity to deliver. So for fulfillment of prophecies, Jesus will say thank you. Watch. God called this ministry a generational ministry at the inception. The destiny of this age has been committed into your hands. Who are these boys? You? Destiny of the age? The destiny of this age. That is simply saying a generational ministry in prophecy. And now from this forest, you are reaching 177 nations at the same time. The destiny of this age. You'll be speaking from one spot, and it will be seen on the screen across the nations of the earth. There was no internet technology then. Amen. What are they talking about? I said the man is just mad. Let's be praying for him. Someone pray for me. I was only given access to heaven's agenda. I can't imagine it happen, but that's what he said. Is it not happening today?
It's happening.
We had only one Volkswagen B2 in that meeting when God said, or showed me, I saw wings flying. And I said, what about that? He said, those are aircrafts. And with you inside. And I told them exactly. God showed me wings flying. And I said, what are these? He said, these are aircrafts. When the scribe was writing it, says aircraft. I said, no, it's aircrafts. Foot S. you can't buy one. So why are you sympathizing with God? Foot S. It's an aircraft.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are they not there today? My God. Every prophetic word requires the hand of God for delivery. You won't miss that anymore. Can you fake this building?
No, sir.
Even if you have the money, do you have the speed? Now, the money is not there physically, and the speed is unimaginable, naturally. Yet, he did it. Yet, he did it. Every prophetic word that has gone in your direction for the year shall be delivered like a dream of the night. For blessed is she that believeth. For there shall be performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. A virgin shall conceive. What? Did he conceive or not? Became the greatest mother of all times. Carried the Savior in her womb. His name Jesus. Man. He said, no matter how high something it may appear, believe. Do what?
Believe.
Now, for amazing fulfillment of prophecies and armies, lift up your two hands and give God thanks. He will plant 10,000 churches, he did it. He will plant 5,000 churches, he did it. Give him thanks, everybody. The thanksgiving continues. For the word that has come to pass in your own life, give him thanks. You are not where you used to be. He has changed your story. Give him thanks. Somebody is there celebrating God this morning. If you ever experience fulfillment of prophecy, give God thanks for it. 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 In Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. As we depart from here today, I decree a release of brand new garment of praise on your life. The siege of depression, murmuring and complaining is destroyed in anyone's life today. I see God restore your beauty through the mystery of thanksgiving and praise. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You'll never be stranded again in the journey of life. You'll never be stranded again in the journey of life. In the name of Jesus. As you press in with all your might in your homes today, expect him to decorate you openly before your mockers. In the name of Jesus. The world's called barren, you are declared fruitful today. Somebody came in from the U.S., has lost his job for 8 years. And it's like he came, I'm going to tell God for you. He came to this ground. As he stepped Canaan land, they called him from the job he lost 8 years ago, come and resume immediately. He has gone back now. That's the kind of package that awaits us here. Fast turnaround point. Fast turnaround point. In the name of Jesus. He returned back immediately. In the same way you will return with your testimonies in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Get seated for a moment. Give the Lord another big clap of praise. Only the living qualify to praise him. If you are in this service this morning, you want to turn your life over to Jesus and be lifted among the living. Whosoever has the Son of God has life. Whosoever does not have the Son of God has not life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. If you'd like me to pray with you to be born again this morning, please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I'll be praying for you right there where you are before we share the goodness. The living, only him shall praise thee. God bless you. God bless somebody else is standing up. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. I'll be praying for you right there. Stand to your feet. And be listed among the living this morning and qualified to praise him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. Wherever you are, get up on your feet right now. Get up on your feet right now. Jesus wants to welcome you back home. Welcome into his family. Please stand. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ this morning. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Please stand to your feet. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. God bless you. You want to dedicate your life to Christ this morning? Stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. You want to enjoy the beauty of the kingdom one more time? Stand to your feet. You want to return back home to your Heavenly Father? Stand to your feet. Until you return, you cannot be restored. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. For everyone standing, please bow your heads for prayers. You can complete your forms afterwards. And lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins and wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls your grace has brought them in, let the same grace preserve them. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered to the day of his appearing. You will remember this day for life, that Jesus welcomed you back to his family in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. The power and grace required to live the overcomer's life, receive it right now. Sin shall no more have dominion over you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Please complete your forms and then the church officials will ensure that you collect them back from them. Shall we all rise? Amen. The feast kicks off tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. We'll also be glad to know that Dr. Copeland is already around. And will be a blessing to us in tomorrow evening service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that thanksgiving and praise continues. It's a whole day affair. Do it from the heart and watch how God decorates your life. Lift up your two hands to heaven and give God thanks. For where grace has brought you to, it is by the grace of God that we are where we are and we are who we are. Give him thanks and praise. Amen. No covenant hour of prayer tomorrow. We are all just getting set, preparing ourselves as individuals for the outbreak of God's power as he launches us into our promised land beginning from tomorrow evening. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
And from Tuesday morning, we have the prophetic feast prayer hour, 5:30 to 6:30. And then we jump into the morning session from 7 o'clock in the morning as announced. Congratulations. Congratulations. The dawning of a new day for you. Congratulations. In Jesus' precious name. One more time, give the Lord Jesus the biggest clap offering.
Lift your hand and wave it to Jesus. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.